Good evening, everyone. Apologies for the delay. There's a reason for that, and I will explain. But right now, it is the Highbury Squad. It's Lockdown Series, Volume 2, Episode 48. Aha, thank you. Ahoy there, Miss Tony. I appreciate that. Forgot my glasses. Now I can read and see stuff. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. How is everyone feeling today? I'm assuming you woke up like I did. There's a great line in the series Friends. I'm not sure if you've seen this episode where I think it's Monica who says, "You look like you slept with a coat hanger in your mouth." And I think that's how a lot of Arsenal fans are probably feeling today, like we slept with a coat hanger in our mouth. I'm going to say good evening to everybody. Taib already wanting to smash up the like buttons. Do we care if Jermaine Genus is okay? Well, what a debacle. Call it as you see it. Be fair. Be real. Don't look at life through rose-coloured glasses. You'll never get anywhere. I mean, I know he's on the BBC, so technically he's gotten somewhere. Didn't win much, though, did he, as a player? I don't want to face him in the Europa League, guys. If we can avoid that, I'd be very grateful. Evening, Matty. Evening, Scriv. And all of the other squaddies in the house. Hello, Mark. Hello, Matty K. And thank you so much for joining me. I'm flying solo. Viva Erna, as well as Viva Sofia. That's me. I'm Sofia. Real Captain, good evening. Welcome, everybody. You know, I'm happy today. Nothing is going to stop me from smiling today. There's a few reasons why, all right? Hey, FIFA boy Darren, welcome, welcome, welcome. What? I'm at work and just stopped a shoplifter. Well, well done. Another hero, another Arsenal hero. Well done for 400 quid's worth. What is wrong with people? Gosh, hopefully everyone's safe, FIFA boy Darren, and nobody got hurt in that situation. And yeah, we're all still smiling ear to ear. Good evening, Thomas from Norway. How about that boy, Odegaard? Hola. Right, let's get to it, shall we? It's Monday. It's Monday madness. And usually I have an agenda for today. And I say that loosely. There's top five subjects that I want to talk about. And today there's a part of me that just wants to kind of freestyle, right? Because there's certain days and certain times in football when you've been delivered many lemons, and then all of a sudden of a weekend, you get lemonade out of lemons. There's part of you that just wants to soak it up, enjoy it, let it ride until the Europa League game, of course, this Thursday. But maybe we can let it ride until the West Ham game on the 21st. Because sometimes you should just enjoy things in life. And I think that with everything we've been through in the last year, especially with all of the adversity the world has faced and we have faced as individuals, it's very difficult to look forward to something or to find joy and happiness in life. And sometimes it's the simple things that make you happy. Could be your family member, your pet, your loved one, or your football team. You know, beating your fiercest rival after a derby is a celebratory moment and feeling, okay? Don't let our place in the league deter you from reveling in this moment at all, because this is what football's all about. There's two games you want to win every single year, and both of those games are always going to be against Tottenham. And to beat them in the manner in which we did yesterday is a wow moment. I don't care what anybody says. And keep those messages coming because I'm going to get to them eventually. But I just wanted to kind of speak off the cuff and from the heart a little bit at the beginning and the top of the show. We've been on our knees in the league this year. We've probably broken most of our worst ever records. We've pulled off wins against Spurs, United. We've done okay against a couple of the top teams. Lost games we shouldn't have twice to teams like Wolves and Aston Villa. I've been very critical of Mikel Arteta because of our form in the league, because I feel we've regressed in the league, despite improving in areas in defensively, maybe mentally when it comes to overcoming adversity, because now when we go down or we're behind in a game, we find and crawl our way back as a unit, not as individuals. That makes a big difference. So even though I've been critical of Mikel Arteta, facts are facts, right? He's been good and he's been bad. Our league position says it all. The league table never, ever lies. We're still in a shout with a shout of winning Europa League and getting to the final. We're out of the FA Cup and we were out of the League Cup very early on. But we have improved in spots. Had a really good conversation with Tom from the Gooner Talk about this. We both come from very differing positions. And my take is always the league position never, ever lies. So even though he's done good things, when we're still in 10th, and arguably we've made so many mistakes, we've regressed in our own selves, we could be above Spurs right now. With certain results, we could actually be above them. But we're not, because that's the kind of season that we've had. So today's Monday madness is spontaneous. Here's why too. It's also my 18th anniversary today. I've been with the love of my life for 18 years. My ultimate squad member, right? In the first year of our relationship, it was euphoric because the Gunners went invincible. It was the most incredible season. And I said to Tony, welcome to being an Arsenal fan. Enjoy the ride. This is the kind of team that we are. My goodness, was I bitten in the ass for saying that? Weren't we all? Because that was the last time we ever won the Premier League. It's so hard to be great all the time. It's so hard to duplicate greatness. Even in American sports, you ask Dan Marino every single day, when he got to that first Super Bowl, he thought he'd be back. He thought he would have multiple chances to win it. Didn't. Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever lived too, won one Super Bowl, has found it so hard to get back. Russell Wilson, a great quarterback. They're watching Tom Brady, 45-year-old, go back and win again and again and again. Because a lot of the times, winning is about what is around you and who is around you. It's not just about individuals. It's about building a team and a squad. So since meeting the love of my life, the Arsenal have been pretty much irrelevant in the Premier League, other than finishing in that top four. Now, this doesn't mean I should break up with Tony because that was the last time that we won the Premier League. No, of course not. It's just the cycle of football. Look at us. Look at Manchester United. Replacing two legendary managers is not easy. David Moyes, Unai Emery, similar positions. Both were the first to come in after the legend left. Not easy. Both inherited what you could argue were messes. I think we inherited an institutional mess and an overall club DNA culture mess a lot more than David Moyes did when Sir Alex Ferguson left. Although clearly you can see by even Manchester United's progress that it's not been easy for them either. So where do we go from here? How do we get back to our best? We face a lot of challenges. We've had to overcome a lot of adversity. We've had to endure apathetic owners, poor executives, terrible board decisions, a manager that was there longer than he should have been, a chief executive that was longer than he should have been. And, you know, sometimes in a relationship, there's a third person in the mix. With Arsenal, there have been 3, 4, 5, 6. Who's been running the show? Who's been making the decisions? The fingers are pointing every single where. But now Arteta is the man at the helm. He's the one who is trying to create a new Arsenal, a new culture, a new DNA. And sometimes these greater forces are very difficult to deal with. Now, I've been very critical of him, for sure. But at the same time, he's also inherited an institutionalized mess. It's not been easy. It wasn't easy for Unai either. Look at Ozil. First thing Unai said, nope, I don't accept you and your behavior. you were enabled before. You may, all of you may have been able to come and go as you please at training. None of them had to compete for their spots, their places. And this is the culture that Wenger built towards the end. And when Emery came in and tried to change it with Ozil, people vilified him for it, but there were a lot of fans that could see it, right? Freddie, same thing, comes in, wants to change the institutionalized players. Arteta comes in, and I'll tell you something, I will give him the benefit of the doubt in the sense that of all the managers, whether they've been interim or permanent, has had the balls to say, no, 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 not on my watch. Because he knows he's going to live and die by the sword of his own decisions. Now, has he played favourites? Yes, I've criticised for that of him. Why do you throw Pepe under the bus after he gets sent off, but you stand behind Xhaka and Ceballos and you keep picking Willian? But you could argue that continuing to pick Willian has paid dividends because he has the most assists of any Arsenal player. And you could argue that Xhaka is the best partner for our new golden boy, Thomas Partey. So can you really argue with those? I've been very reflective this weekend, looked in the mirror and asked some serious questions. Does that mean I think Arteta's the saviour? Absolutely not. He has so much to prove in the Premier League. Winning the FA Cup bought you love coupons from the Arsenal fans, but it doesn't make you a messiah. Beating Spurs is an incredible feeling. And as an Arsenal manager, to do it for the first time, kudos to you, round of applause. But that also doesn't make you a messiah. So don't get too carried away with all of this and what happened yesterday. Enjoy it, revel in it, bask in the glory and the memes and the moment of all that means beating Tottenham in the North London derby. But let's also remember that we still have a big job to do as a football club in the Premier League. So I just wanted to separate the two. Enjoy the moment, but don't think the moment is where we're going, because how have we seen this movie evolve many times? We win the FA Cup. We've got a great team. We can challenge in the Premier League next season. When we finish fourth, we've got all the tools, everything we need to challenge for the Premier League, let alone finish fourth next season. We've seen this movie many times. That doesn't mean you don't believe. Just means that you're enjoying the moment, taking a beat, and waiting for what happens in the summer with Mikel Arteta and the transfer window. Because if there's one thing I've said, you guys, a manager has to have the opportunity to build a team in his image. Klopp did it brilliantly at Liverpool, okay? Pep Guardiola did it brilliantly at Barca and Bayern Munich and Manchester City. Antonio Conte did it beautifully at Juventus and Chelsea. Diego Simeone has done it wondrously at Atletico Madrid, season after season. And so if by November of this year, and after another summer transfer window where Arteta hopefully has been given the tools and the resources to truly build this Arsenal team in his image, only then can we say, is he the right man for the job? Because if we're in the same league position come November as we are now, no. You've had plenty of chances. You've had a chance to build a team. But at the end of the day, it's night. And when you wake up in the morning, if you're still in the same spot, that doesn't work for Arsenal Football Club. So 17 years without a Premier League title has been tough. It's not been easy to watch, okay? And Arteta has had to weed out a lot of crap. Emery had to weed out crap, but he bought some crap. And there's no doubt that maybe Arteta has bought some crap. We don't know yet. I mean, Runnison, jury's out. Willian, he's worked his way back into the team somehow, has the most assists. Maybe right now Arteta has the one up on Emery in terms of signings. But at the same time, we also still have players there that might think that they rule the club more than the club rules them. At the end of the day, you play for the badge. You play for Arsenal Football Club. You play for the team. And so this leads me onto my first point tonight. As I said, it's spontaneous, but it's leading me to my biggest conversation. All right. So I want to get to that, because when you play for the Arsenal, you're playing for a very big club that has a lot of followers and supporters from across the world. You've got a lot of young players too coming through the academy that look up to players in the first team. Kevin talks about this all the time when he was trying to break through. And he was trying to break through players like Smith and Wrighty. I mean, legends. It's not easy. And when Kev was coming through, there was no rotation in squads. It was the squad. So much harder. And now it's still hard, but it's a little easier in terms of the fact that teams are playing in so many more competitions and playing so many more games that younger players do have the opportunity. So you want Saka and you want ESR and you want the Martinellis of the world. You want Kieran Tierney. You want them to look up to a lot of the older players. And I've got to tell you, there's something I do like about Arteta's ruthlessness, as long as it isn't built on favoritism. But the fact he benched Aubameyang yesterday gave him a standing ovation. Brilliant. No player is bigger than Arsenal. No player is bigger than the club. And when you are captain of Arsenal Football Club, I'm not sure, but I don't recall any stories of Tony Adams or Patrick Vieira or even Cesc Fabregas or Robin Van Persie showing up late for a North London derby. Don't tell me you're stuck in traffic in Muswell Hill. Do you know that if you live in London and North London, if you do not know the traffic flow in Muswell Hill, shame on you. And apparently it's not the first time that Mr. Aubameyang has done this. That is completely unacceptable for any game, let alone the North London derby. And then to hear that he didn't do the warm down yesterday and he just sped off in his gotty fancy car that he got skinned by a very talented Greek fella, I hear. But I wouldn't do that to my car that I paid six figures for. That's his choice, his money. He can do what he wants. Not my style. But the point is that he jumped in the car and he sped off before Arteta could say, I'm happy with my team, in his press conference. You may be anti-Arteta. You may not like Arteta in terms of his style and his tactics and his managers and who he picks. But let me tell you something. The message he sent yesterday to every single player by benching the captain of Arsenal Football Club to me was, you know what? Now you've got my attention. As a manager, you beat Spurs. And not only do you beat Spurs, but you take a risk and you bench your leading scorer in the previous two seasons, almost golden boot winner. Saved us on many occasions. Let's not forget also that Leno's saves also saved us. But the fact that he did that was unbelievable. And I tell you something, my respect for him yesterday grew immensely. Now, I'm not saying he's the answer. I'm not saying I've turned a corner, because our league form, as I've said at the top of the show, still smacks of incompetence in many ways. But to beat this Tottenham team that was supposedly going to win the Premier League in December, unbelievable. To do it in the manner in which we did, phenomenal. For our back line and our midfield to put those players in their pockets, unbelievable. For Tierney to humiliate the likes of Højbjerg and all of those guys, A1. And to do it after every single player on that pitch knew their captain was benched and they still stayed engaged and they still were in tune with the game and the moment, that says a lot about Arteta's man management, which we've all questioned a lot this season. So instead of having five talking points today, I'm going to be a little here and there because I want to get your opinions. And thanks to all 200 of you who are live in chat right now, I'm going to go up and look at some of your comments. So be patient with me. I think that was a massive game. Let's hear what Static says. Sophie, I actually heard Aubameyang drive off in the background of the Emirates when I was listening and watching Mourinho's interview after the game. Wow. I'm sorry. Do you think Tony Adams would have done that, or Patrick Vieira, Cesc Fabregas? I mean, I know Robin Van Persie ended on a bad note, but I'm sorry. I agree with BX Gunner. He has been a poor captain. I haven't even gotten to my core point of my point this evening. And yes, does he have another striker up his sleeve? Because I'm about to ask the question that maybe not a lot of Arsenal fans want to hear. But I'm going to ask it in just a second after I've gotten through some of your points. We're looking at another Ozil situation here. I think maybe we are. What is he doing since he signed Dating? He's done nothing. He's been poor. He's been lackadaisical. He's been disengaged. Of course his mother's been sick. Nobody's questioning that. But his poor form started way before that. Okay. And there are lots of players who have family issues and a lot of things. Lots of people in daily life that have family issues, but we still have to keep moving forward, work, do our job, earn money, put food on the table, a roof over our head. And I don't know who you're responding to here. Thank you, Tony. Happy anniversary. I don't know who you're responding to here, Amy, but I am not, absolutely not hating on Aubameyang. I'm just speaking from my heart as an Arsenal fan tonight, because I think we've all waxed lyrical about our performance against Spurs. We were brilliant. Everybody deserves a pat on the back and a round of applause. There is not one Arsenal player I want to criticise. PG was funny last night when she was criticizing Willian for not taking it to the corner flag. It was epic. But even then, you know, we praised everybody, and rightly so. He was late as captain of Arsenal for the North London Derby. Exactly, Zamir. Exactly. Newman, you go take a time out right now. How dare you be late for the show? Disgusting. As a squad irregular, I'm not going to let it slide. I'm going to bench you, just like Oba. Off you go. You're out. In fact, I'm going to put you on a timeout just to prove it. I just put Newman in a timeout to punish him, just to prove that I'm not talking horseshit about Arteta and favourites. Whether you're the captain of the chat or not, Newman, you do not be late for a show. Timeout for you. Give him lines. That's a good one. I agree. I think he needs to say something, because this could escalate and get really ugly. But you know what, Johnny boy? I am thinking, and help me and correct me, what's the value of us trying to sell Aubameyang this summer? He just signed a new deal. Does that new deal make him more valuable in the transfer market? Does it make him less valuable? Do his lack of goals this season and at his age make him less valuable? Would you sell Aubameyang over Lacazette? Lacazette doesn't score as many goals. Or let me ask you the question I've been fearing to ask you guys tonight, but I'm honestly asking this question. Would you sell both? In order to build a team, you've got Gabriel, you've got Thomas Partey, you've got Cedric, you've got Tierney, you've got Saka, you've got ESR, you've got Udegaard. Do you go out and take that money and buy more goals, better players? There's a really great article. I can't remember who wrote. I think it was Dave. I think it was it Mike or Mike who wrote an article on Gunnerstown. Vinny, I know. I'm telling them about the article. Calm down. Gunnerstown wrote a phenomenal article about why you should be looking a little bit deeper into Arsenal. And there's certain things that are happening and going on, and you've got to start asking yourself some questions. So I'm going to just switch now to me stopping talking and sharing your thoughts, okay? Terry, I would sell both and shake up the attack. Gunner forever. No, because we won't get anyone better. The owner won't let us spend the money. But they believe in Arteta. And they do, and he have a plan. And they've been talking about this plan that they've had for 6 months. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be Haaland, you guys. Although Udegaard could have a word with him right now. What? Dreams. Sure, fine. Why can't we dream? That's fine. I had a dream that we were 3-0 up at halftime yesterday. Didn't work out, but whatever. It's a dream, right? But the point is that why couldn't we do that? If Arteta really wants to build this team in his image, why shouldn't he start from scratch up front? Maybe he wants to build it a little bit more like the City way. Maybe he wants to be a little bit more versatile up front because of the fashion that he wants to play in. I don't know. And he won't come cheap because his value's gone up as well. But maybe, Mark, what we could do with Ødegaard is do what we did with Ceballos and loan him for another year. Now, I'm not sure Real Madrid are going to want to do that because they need the money. And they also are going to have reinforcements this year. You could argue Modric is aging. He's still a good player. Benzema's aging. They're still good players. But in order for Real Madrid to really move forward, they're going to have to reinvest in the squad. And money is very tight for Madrid and Barcelona these days. Why won't we have him? What if he wants to stay? I know that Zidane doesn't want to sell him, but Zidane might not be the manager at Madrid. And Madrid are going to be thinking this, you guys, just like we are. So maybe there is a way that we could do it. Austrian man wants to sell both and promote Gabby. Michael, yes, I'd sell both. We need to improve the striking department. Fraser and a lot of people are telling Vinny to tell it like it is. Won't be surprised to see Oba leave. Let me tell you something, you guys, and you can tell me if you think I am overreacting. I am sorry. It is almost look, everyone wanted to have a go at Xhaka, right, when he was substituted that fateful night at the Emirates. Everyone on his back. He's the captain. He takes off the shirt, throws it to the ground. Everyone wanted him gone. But he's put his head down and he's worked hard. And whatever you say about him and his mistakes, and yes, his mistakes have led to the most goals in the last five or six seasons in the Premier League. I get it. He's also improved. So as much as we want to look at Arteta and be critical of him, but then you want to say on the flip side of that, he's improved us defensively. He's made us harder to beat. There are certain players that despite making the odd mistake here or there have improved. And I've always defended Xhaka, but the last couple of weeks, I too have ripped him to shreds. Sometimes you have to take a beat and take a step back. And it is unforgivable that the captain of Arsenal Football Club shows up late to the North London Derby. Unforgivable. And he did, GB. He did this sort of stuff at Dortmund. He wanted an exit, didn't turn up for UCL game. And you could argue that Aubameyang has been disengaged since signing his deal. And so I want to get to some of your responses on the I don't understand the contract situation as much, right? Let's see. Arsenal Queen, where did you go? Because I wanted to put your post up here. I think we're overreacting, to be honest. I don't think it's a big deal. Arteta and Oba will sort it out. I do think it's a big deal. I would never be late as captain of Arsenal Football Club for the North London Derby. That is disrespectful to your manager, to the team. I mean, it's unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. And so, honestly, it's really turned me off Aubameyang. I cannot begin to tell you. I've loved that guy. But this year, I'm so turned off by him and his behavior. Goes missing in games, okay, has been really poor, not prolific like he has been in the last two seasons. And I've said before, I have the utmost respect for the fact that his mother was sick. The club supported him through that. They gave him time off. But he had lost his form before that. Okay, he's come back since. He's had a couple of good games, regresses. A good game, regresses. And he signs a big contract and really has become a shadow of the player that he was. He's turned up. It's not the first time, according to the club, that this has happened. So you either strip him as captain this summer, take the armband off him completely, or you move on. There are better players that can be leaders on the pitch. I think Lacazette will be sold in the summer too, but Lacazette leads by example on and off the pitch. And he comes in when he's been benched. And it's not easy to do that. And Lacazette never complains, never bitches. Aubameyang goes missing in games, doesn't come forward to do a press conference, lets players like ESR and Saka do it. And then he scores a hat trick. And yes, I'll speak to the press. These things are not leadership. They don't exude leadership qualities, you guys. They just do not. And you've got to ask yourself, if we're going to move forward as a team, and have the right players who understand what it means to play in this manager's team, because he will be the manager, whether we finish in the bottom half of the table this season or we get dumped out of the Europa League, Arteta will be manager of Arsenal Football Club come next season. And with that said, you do not need a prima donna like Aubameyang giving the manager trouble. As much as I question the manager at times because of our form in the league, I absolutely back the manager on this front. Oba's been punished. It's over. I feel this is an overreaction. See, you know what? Then standards have really fallen. Standards have really fallen. Manchester United fans should have been unhappy with Harry Maguire when he got caught in a brawl in Mykonos. You're the man. You are the captain of Manchester United. Don't be fighting some punk over something. Don't allow yourself to get into those situations. You know, Vincent Kompany, manager, captain of Man City for so long. Kevin De Bruyne now, I think, is the captain, right? You got young managers like Declan Rice. Jack Grealish gets himself into trouble. That will come back to haunt him at some point. Some players just know how to handle themselves and some don't. Some people do well wearing the armband. Some don't. And it's my opinion that Aubameyang is not a captain and I would question him being at the club long term now. But I don't know how to, I don't understand. Maybe somebody, yes, of course. And that was wrong. And what did he do? Do you know how many lives Tony Adams has saved since he wrapped his car around a tree? He regressed one more time after that. But do you know how many lives he saved because of the lessons that he's learned from drinking and battling alcohol? On the pitch, though, he was always a leader. Always. John Terry, bad behavior off the pitch. On the pitch, always a leader. They never went hiding in games, put themselves in those positions. Aubameyang goes hiding. I'm not picking on him. I'm just giving you my opinion. This is just my opinion about what I see when it comes to Aubameyang. It's gone now, Soph. We all move on. Oba should try a moped to get to work. Haha, yeah. I mean, come on. If you don't know the traffic in North London and Muswell Hill, then I don't know what to say. I forgot to put our banner on, by the way. There we go. There it is. Unacceptable. This is what's happened at Arsenal. We've so had to deal with mediocrity for so many years, and we've so accepted poor behavior and enablement that now, for some fans, it's become the norm. For me, I am sorry. I've said it before, and this is the last time I'm going to say it. You do not turn up late to the North London Derby when you're captain of Arsenal Football Club. That shows apathy. That shows too much comfortability, and that does not exude leadership at all. It is wrong, wrong, wrong on so many levels. And you know what? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and it's not the first time he's done it. So... yeah, but he didn't come on and score. You know what I love about it too is that Arteta stuck to his guns. I was talking to Rebecca Lowe on NBC. We were texting back and forth and I said to her, he will not play him. Even if we are losing, he will not bring him on. And I am so proud of Mikel Arteta for doing that. And if you are a regular listener of this show, you will know that I have not praised Arteta much this season. But I tell you something, he showed major balls yesterday doing that, and he stood by it, didn't bring him on either. And then what does the baby do? Gets in his car and he whizzes out the stadium, doesn't even warm down with the rest of his teammates. Come on, you guys, is that the kind of captain you want? And don't be telling me about Tony Adams being drunk and falling downstairs and driving into trees. Don't tell me about Steven Gerrard getting into brawls. These are players who overcame adversity and went on to do great things. Aubameyang has been really good for this club, but there's certain moments, and in modern day football, you have to exude a certain attitude and you've got to be a leader of men and an example. It is not the same as back in the day when the Tuesday club could go out and drink. It was different, different times, different strokes, different folks. I'm sorry, you guys. Modern day football is completely different. Just go ask Jack Grealish how many times he's been busted by the mobile phone. Now, players can lead their lives and do what they want and have fun. They work hard. They earn money. They could do and spend on it what they want. But when it comes to being captain of Arsenal Football Club, do not be late. Thank you. Point taken. Where is PG? Are you in the house? I didn't see you. I'm talking and I can't look at the chat as much. So let's see. Sophie, he's on 300 grand a week. We can't afford to punish him too much and make him disgruntled. Tell me about the contract, Matthew. Can we sell him? Tell me that. You think I'm being melodramatic? Do you guys, this is how I feel. I want him. People wanted Xhaka out for throwing the shirt on the floor. Maybe I want Oba out for being late for the North London Derby. Huh? That's just one woman's opinion. How are we biased? The biased Highbury squad. Explain to me, Victor. Let's have a conversation. Do you know how much this show lauds Aubameyang? Do you know how much we've stood by him through his difficult times this season? Do you know how much we've lauded him for saving us in the previous season? You have no idea. Why can't we just call shit as it happens? Why can't people just express themselves for what is in front of them? If you think it's acceptable that he was late, fine. That's your opinion and I respect that. Do I agree with it? Absolutely not. I said on the show last night with Kevin Amanda that I would bench him for the Olympiacos game as well. I wouldn't play him. There she is. There's my girl. He's not a captain. I found it, PG. What else did you say? Let me see. There's a lot of comments up here. Victorious one. Here's where you're shit out of luck. She agrees with me. There you go. There's a shocker. PG and I agree on this subject. Fatality DMB. Agree, so he was punished and we won. Let's move on. We won despite him. That doesn't mean that we should just move on. Because if we'd have lost, it would have been a completely different conversation. And you know what? We won. She's co-host, so she doesn't get a timeout. Although, if she says she's going to show up and she's late, she would get a timeout. But she already clarified that she wasn't going to make today's show, Newman. So very good try. And well done for taking your time out like a man. I like that. All right, let's get some of these quotes. I'm not going to stay on too long tonight. I really just wanted to come on and talk about Aubameyang. He's a diva. Drop the hero worship fanboy routine. Thank you, Christoph. I agree. She's not late. She's just not turning up. She already told us that. So she doesn't. Look, stop trying to get PG in trouble. It's not right. It's not fair. You know what? Hello, Tanner. I am fired up about this Aubameyang thing. Arsenal need to evolve and move forward. You can't do that when you have players who think they're bigger than the club. Is anyone doing that to Pep at City? You think Klopp's accepting that kind of behaviour at Liverpool? Do you think Tuchel's going to accept that shit at Chelsea? Arteta showed last night, put his foot down, that he, as Arsenal manager, will not accept it either. So I don't care if you scored 20 goals last season or you won the FA Cup and dropped it and, oh, it's so cute, or if you've got cool cars or whatever. You're Arsenal captain. Show some respect. He did not do that yesterday. Can you imagine if Harry Kane had done that? What Mourinho would have done? Or Lloris. Ridiculous. Red, Arteta is totally correct. Remember, Oba delayed signing his contract, probably would have moved if a club had come in for him. You need to be on. I wish you were on tonight. It would be too agreeable, though, PG. Too agreeable. Let's see. Arteta, thumbs up. Captain equals wear. He doesn't wear the pants. Victor, you know what? He does not wear the pants. Even when he's captain, he doesn't wear the pants. All season, he hasn't wear the pants. He's just worn an armband. He hasn't taken on what the armband says and means. All right? This is not Sunday boy football. This is Arsenal Football Club. And if we want to be serious in the Premier League again, we have to have serious players wanting to do serious things. And right now, he's exemplifying prima donna, childish, petulant behavior. And I respect Aubameyang as a footballer and what he's done for us. But no. Name blocked. Are you trying to start trouble just because? Although, hello, probably been the better captain we've had. Lacazette's a great captain, but I'm sure. Why shouldn't it have been made public? You know why? Because if Arteta dropped him and we'd have lost and he hadn't explained why, people would have come at him. And people would have still come at him if he dropped him and we lost. So now he's honest. When everyone wants him to be honest, they don't like the fact that he's been honest. Come on, you guys, give him a break. And I've wanted to give him a break in several places this season. But he's damned if he does, and he's damned if he isn't. I'm not sure if it's a PR stunt. What are we trying to do? Gain followers in Africa or gain followers in his market? Like, what's the purpose of it being a PR stunt? Aubameyang's a player that's beloved in all corners of the earth from all different cultures and races and stuff. I just don't understand how it would benefit us from making this a PR stunt at all. Thanks, Tanner. I was only going to come on for 30 minutes. PG and Kev know how that goes. The overlord of procrastination. You sound like me today, Soph. Doesn't wear big boy pants and hasn't. Mikel wears the trousers. This is correct. 220 plus of you in chat. Hit that like button if you dig what we are talking about. Well, not we. I guess that's just me tonight. Give us a like. And if you don't, tell us why. And let me know what you think about the Aubameyang situation. Do we cash in on him? Is it worth us cashing in on him? Will anyone buy him? I don't know. I'm not a business person. I don't do the contract thing as well as others. But I'll definitely look into it. Maybe we can talk about it again. Yes, PG. Come on. Only if you will be my vice president or my vice prime minister. I don't know what they call that in England. All right. I also wanted to touch on something real quick. That's the Aubameyang thing. Email us thehybridsquad@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Yes. And Vinny will be in the cabinet too. Victor says cash in. Victor, you're killing me. Killing me, Larry. What's going on? Lee says I would have benched him and stripped him of the armband. He's got to be stripped of the armband. Myself and Amanda feel very strongly about this. Tomorrow when Kev is on for Kevin Says, we'll ask him about that and we'll know exactly how he feels. I've already been sent Kev's videos and he's got some stellar stuff lined up for you guys again. And boy, do I have a nice surprise for you this week as well. I wanted to get this take on you guys. What is this with Harry Kane getting... If someone did that to Gabriel on the street, they'd call the police for assault, wouldn't they? So there's only other one thing I want to get off my chest, and this is this whole Harry Kane protective thing. Let me just step back. Why so much disrespect toward Oba? Sell him while we're talking about Oba here, guys. We're talking about Oba because he's been a dick and he's not behaved like an Arsenal captain. And he's been petulant and childish. So you can agree or disagree. You want to keep him, keep him. You want him to go, go. But for me, played pretty well without him yesterday. And we have played pretty well without him in other games too. No one's bigger than the club. That's it. I draw the line. Leave your comments. We can discuss more on YouTube and on Twitter as well. But tell me. You're telling me there's not a better striker out there than him right now? I don't know. I think there is. I think there are. That's just the reality of it. Maybe we could do this. Where did that note go? Let's find this. Is he thinking like me? Swap Oba for Odegaard and another player of Real Madrid. I am incensed. I've been an Arsenal fan for a long time. Amanda has been a fan for a long time. Kevin has too. Nobody here thinks it's cool what Aubameyang did yesterday. Now, I'm going to let Kevin and Amanda speak for themselves in terms of what they think should happen to Aubameyang going forward. I do know my girl Amanda thinks that he should be stripped of the captaincy too. As for selling him, I cannot speak for her on that front. but I just don't like that at all. No one's bigger than Arsenal. See you tomorrow, Daniel. Take care. Come back with some thoughts on Aubameyang too. Arteta in, Ober out. Honestly, I never thought I would say that. That's how I feel right now. Jeez, what's happening to me? I need my espresso. Hold on one second. Picking Arteta over Aubameyang? Jesus Christ, that humble pie is going to taste so bitter. But you know what? I'm willing to eat it. That humble pie with whipped cream, ice cream. I'll eat the whole bloody thing, laden with sugar, if it means we win the Europa League or Arteta does well. That is my dream. That is what I want. Because it's always about Arsenal Football Club. It's not about Aubameyang and players like him. Wait, people didn't really like her much though, did they? Even though, you know. Am I coming to my senses, Anique, or have I lost my mind entirely? I think I may. Yes, that sip killed you. It killed me too. I love you guys too very much. I'm going to need some espresso and some pie. And yes, I'm sure. It's not overreactionary. You know what's overreactionary is thinking we beat Tottenham and we're ready to go tackle the world again. That's overreactionary. It's very easy to get caught up in beating Spurs and playing the way we did yesterday. But we could lose against West Ham at the weekend. We've got a long way to go. It's not overreactionary to talk about the captain of the club being late for the North London derby. I mean, what standards do we have in life? I just don't get it. You can't show up for work late when you're doing a presentation. You'd get sacked. Karen, I will move on once everyone's had their say. Here at the Highbury squad, the squaddies, the chat room, are the most important people. Not me, not Kev, not Amanda. It's what our fans have to say. And everyone has a lot to say. So we'll move on when we're ready, with all due respect. Just being honest. To me, this is a big deal and a big story that Arsenal's captain was late for the North London derby. Don't give me Muswell Hill traffic. I'm a North London girl. Muswell Hill is a freaking nightmare. You should know how long it takes you to get through Muswell Hill, especially on a Sunday. Absolute bollocks. Ridiculous. Okay. Static. Exactly so. If I said the same thing to a couple other people, there's still a long way to go for Arsenal when it comes to top. Exactly. Exactly. This is not a done deal. EG, well done. Our captain turns up late and some are accepting it. Ridiculous. Never accept it. Ever, ever, ever accept it. Ever. What does that say to Saka and ESR? What does that say to the younger players? It's supposed to be setting an example. But you know who set the example? Mikel Arteta. Right, Harry Kane. He's a prick. Do we all agree on that? Come on. Everyone say yes in the chat room right now. Harry Kane is a total prick. How long is this guy going to get away with making challenges like that? He could have hurt Gabriel. Got nothing. Has there been a retro card yet? No. I mean, this is utter horseshit that he continues to lean into players, barge into players, back into players. I mean, he literally had every intent of wanting to take Gabriel out in that challenge. So this is where Arsenal Football Club are too polite. And someone in the club should say, why don't you take a look at Harry Kane? The same way Ole Gunnar Solskjaer did and Luke Shaw did. Albeit they did it in a bit of a dodgy way, but they still brought attention to it. One of them got fined, but was it worth the fine? Absolutely. No one gets away with that. Who does he think he is? By the way, one of my favorite memes, and there've been so many fantastic ones, you guys. I woke up to like 25 from Amanda, 20 from Kev this morning. All brilliant. My favorite one was the translation of how do you say bus wanker in Portuguese. That was a good one. But then I love the keep London tidy, putting the cockerel in the trash. Favorite one as well was rumor has it Tottenham. The rumor at Tottenham is that Jose Mourinho has fined Harry Kane for being 80 minutes late for the North London derby. Drop the mic. Come on, who's not here for that kind of stuff? See, now I'm bubbly. Stop talking about Aubameyang. Let's trash the other captain or vice captain. He's captain of England, but he's vice captain of Spurs. He will be captain next season when Lloris leaves. But that's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting from Harry Kane. And Højbjerg too. How did he get away with it? Whole match. But I tell you where we got revenge, Lamela. How beautiful was that moment? Just seeing him be sent off, especially after the cockiness of that goal. And look, chat's gone. I can't keep up. You're right, Matty. I need the other two here for this one. I can't keep up with the comments on Harry Kane. Say Harry Kane and the chat goes crazy. After Lamela scored that goal, they thought that they were going to thrash us. They showed us no respect yesterday. They thought we were going to make mistakes and they were going to capitalize on them. So when that goal went in, and it was a great goal, there's no doubt about that, they thought, oh, this is it. And then the fact that he got sent off, and by the way, I actually thought Harry Kane's challenge on Gab was worse than what Lamela did for his second. Harry Kane's was a straight red for me. It's unbelievable. But this is what I said on the post-game show yesterday, you guys. Mourinho wants them to play like see you next Tuesdays. Not the clever type, you know, the under the radar type of stuff. He wants them to be see you next Tuesdays. And his team have turned into that to the point where they think less about playing football and more about being dirty. And their dirty caught up with them yesterday. And I will hope the FA go back, rewind the tape, and watch King Kane, or whatever they call him these days, and retro card him. Absolutely disgusting. I think we should keep on that bandwagon on social media. I think Arsenal Football Club need to come out and say something about it. I think these are the moments where we need to be more vocal, stand up for our team, stand up for our players, and not let them get away with it. Absolutely not let them get away with it. I know, they won't do a thing. Did I just waste my energy? Anyway, we'll see. Look, here's the scoop. It's a great day. All right. When you wake up in the morning after a Premier League North London derby match and you win, beautiful, especially when everyone expects you to lose. Remember, they had Kane and Son and Bale, the hot ticket in town. Lucas Moura added in there, four strikers, boom. Going to thrash Arsenal. Their defense won't know what hit them. Well, you know what? We hit you. We smacked you. And we did it in our worst season ever. And now we're only, what, 4 points behind you, 2 points behind Liverpool. It might be 5 points behind Liverpool by the time the game's done tonight. But you know what? As bad as we've been, to get that result last night was immense. And I'm happy for the players to taste that victory in a North London derby. And I'm really happy for the manager to have overcome a milestone for himself as a player and a coach now. Never beaten Mourinho in all the time he'd been playing. Hadn't beaten him since becoming Arsenal manager either. And yesterday came a moment for him as a manager that you really need, because you yourself need that confidence to know that tactically and what you've done has helped your team win a game. But let's credit the players. These players have been grilled, lambasted, thrown into the coals game after game this entire season. And what they did against Tottenham yesterday was brilliant, magical, beautiful. And I tell you, I said on the pre-game show, I would love this game to be about ESR or Saka. And ESR, for me, had one of those magical moments. Can you imagine how he felt after the game? Hey, Len boy. Having that type of game against Tottenham, how influential was he in the first half? It was beautiful to watch. But you've got to set those players up to succeed now. You've got to surround them with better players, first-class players, world-class players. Capitalize on what you've got. grow, nurture, water it, build and develop a side that could compete in the Premier League again, let alone win it. We know how hard that is. But this team needed that confidence booster to know they can keep going because there's still another trophy on the table, and that is the Europa League. And there's no reason why we can't win it. There is none whatsoever. It's a cup competition, and right now we're a cup team. So let's hope we can keep that confidence going. We get through the next round, and let's see who we get. Hopefully we can overcome Olympiacos. We're in a really good position to do so. And so, you know, with every win comes confidence. And that's what this team needs right now. Right. I am going to thank you so much, Lloyd. Really appreciate that. I'm sorry if I haven't been able to show as many as of your comments tonight. Kind of wanted to talk like from the heart and really tell you how I was feeling about Aubameyang, how I think a player like Harry Kane shouldn't get away with stuff just because he's an England golden boy and captain, how we need to make sure that, you know, we don't punish certain players just because of the team they play for or if they're of a certain character. You know, David Luiz, we've seen punished before because of perhaps the fact of his pedigree and history that has come before him. You know, that penalty against Wolves, let's hope that doesn't come back to bite us in the arse. So Big Ben is chiming. That means I'm almost to an hour, which means I've got to go. It is my anniversary, so I'm going to go off and have some really bad / good food. I'm fancying some fish and chips, you guys. It's been a while. Don't usually eat like that, but I'm going to go the whole hog. I'm going to do the fish and the chips and the tartar sauce. Probably have a little New England clam chowder in there as well. Yum, 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 yum. Sounds delicious. Yes, don't be late next time, Newman. You know what will happen to you. Let that be a lesson learned to all the squaddies today. I've taken the Arteta ruthless streak. You will be put on a timeout if you're late. I do have, thanks a lot, Tanner. Thanks, Avon. Thanks, Runs. Appreciate it. Thank you, Andy. Thanks, GB. Thanks, everyone. Right. Here's the big news for the week. Are you ready? Oh, stop. I'm going to have to go get some of those now. Damn it. Damn it, Hendon Gunnar. Why did you have to say that out loud? Okay. I'm consistent. Look, we know Amesy probably will never get banned. Taib could be on the cusp. Matty K on the cusp, maybe. DWTT, thanks a lot, mate. Really appreciate that. Hope you're well. And all is good in your world. Eugene, thank you. Pramod, thank you. Pramod, maybe Amanda or Kevin will ban Pramod, but I wouldn't. Fish and chips are pretty good in SoCal, Johnny boy. Got great fish out here, mate. Great fish out here. Yeah, trying to stay away from the red meat these days. Usually we'd have a steak, but, you know, I'm not going to do that tonight. Right, here's the good news about this week. Are you ready? Ooh. So you know this show. I haven't done that since I was 15. You know this show is sponsored by Football Prizes. Go to footballprizes.co.uk because let me tell you what shirt is on offer this week. That's right. Holy mackerel. It's Thomas Partey. Ooh. I may have to enter this one, although I'm not allowed. Damn it. Win this Thomas Partey signed and framed Arsenal shirt. Only $4.95 for a ticket. Do not wait until Thursday for the free ticket giveaway because like Kieran Tierney, this one is going to go off the hook. Exactly, Al Karp. Oh, my God. Yes. Thomas Partey is up for grabs and you can get it for $4.95 football prize. Yes, Eugene, I know. Say what? And never forget, be like Jags. He won the Arsene Wenger pennant. He also won the Patrick Vieira signed shirt. And on the same day, he actually won a Pep Guardiola one too. So it is possible. Thomas Partey on your wall. Go to our friends at footballprizes.co.uk and grab yourself a ticket. I will be back tomorrow night. I'll be back tomorrow night with Super Kev for Kevin Says. Get ready to answer his three questions. He's got some good ones for you. I think you will enjoy it. In the meantime, hope everyone has had a wonderful Monday. Keep smiling, keep enjoying. You can get the raffle anywhere in the world, JS, and they will ship anywhere in the world as well. Just go to the site and you'll see all right there. And yes, no problemo with that. They are a global company, so you do not have to worry about it one a bit. I love steak too, but I'm going to have fish tonight, PG. Right, let's all party. You're right, John. It's been a great Monday Madness. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you guys. We all do here at the Highbury Squad. Let's still revel and enjoy in this North London Derby win. It never gets old. Keep sharing those memes. It's been absolutely golden. I've absolutely loved it. And until then, if you can hear it in the voice of PG, always Arsenal.